I feel like everybody says they do right now.
What's up? Hi.
Oh, we're live, baby. What's up?
What is up?
Hey, shit, bro.
It's Justin Anderson.
It's Najee T. Cat? I need a new alias.
I know, I don't like mine either.
It's Friday morning.
Friday morning. We got the early morning podcast, AM podcast.
Yeah, wake your ass up podcast.
I talked Najee into quitting his job.
Yeah, some Fridays I work, some Fridays I don't. However I feel. Like that. I heard a spiritual song on the way over.
On the way here?
Yeah.
Like a Christian spiritual or like spiritual?
Nah, it's by this kid. They're calling him they call him like the Chris Brown of Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
No.
It's the only thing I can think of being in Illinois.
Nah,
what the fuck else is
it's
in Illinois?
It's like Southern Illinois. I'm going to share it with you. Alright? You might have heard it. You might have heard of this guy before.
You going to play the whole song?
No, I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just going to give you a little taste of it.
Okay.
Set me fire.
Don't get me wrong.
Chris Brown, Illinois, aka the Yoda Boy.
He's good.
It's pretty great playing on stage.
This kid's like 10 years old or something.
Yeah, he's got that fire.
You know who wrote this? Did you just kill Yoda Boy?
I killed a fucking Yoda Boy.
You know who wrote that for him? Florida Georgia Line. I got a whole new perspective. Yeah. If I'm gonna be famous for something, I wanna be famous for loving you. If I'm gonna be he's good. I mean, he sounds like a child, but yeah. He's good.
I mean, he's got some problems already young in his life.
He didn't write that shit. I was wondering that too. I'm like, imagine when he gets his first dick suck. You know? Like, he ain't even gotten his dick sucked
yet. Once he gets
his
dick sucked,
singing
he's not,
like that.
He ain't singing like that no
he's
more.
He's gonna stop singing.
Shit's automatically gonna get deeper. Automatically gonna sound like DMX.
He's good. I've been listening to Chris Stapleton a lot.
I thought you were gonna say, like, you did a deep dive.
DMX or that guy?
The Yoda Boy.
Nah, I wonder how old he is, though. We should look that up.
I think he's like 9 or 10.
Jamie, check that.
Because yesterday, I was talking to my roommate. I was like, because he said the same thing. He's like, man, what the fuck? Why is he singing about shit like that? I'm like, well, Justin Bieber was like 9 when fucking Baby came out.
Right.
He was like 15.
Same thing.
And then I looked up Chris Brown when like Run It and Yo came out, and he was like 14 or 15.
Damn, that young?
Yeah, so
I didn't remember that Chris Brown got started so young. He's still like our age, right? He's young.
Yeah, I think he's 28.
And he's been in the game for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you guys hear that noise. Nas is eating a zebra cake.
And you guys know I don't eat that bullshit. I was, you seen Chris Brown have a long post about Kanye?
No, what'd it say?
It's just
I'm always interested in
attacking him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And that's kind of, you see a hypocrisy in that? Because Chris Brown is like, kind of been in his, not necessarily in his shoes, but like, at the point of scrutiny worse shoes, you know what I mean? Getting scrutinized by the media, for him to hop on that bandwagon of attacking Kanye. I think that's
crazy. If it's his literal opinion, I'm cool, good for him. If he's hopping on a bandwagon, fuck him. You know? And I know what it probably looked like according to your reaction.
I don't know.
It looked like he was hopping on the bandwagon.
If you guys don't know what's going on, Kanye, in the last couple of days, has been on this spiritual awakening.
He had a breakdown or a breakthrough, depending on how you want to look at it.
Promo press tour. He had like an hour and a half conversation with this VJ, Charlamagne the God, and then he had...
check out that interview if you haven't seen it.
He went to TMZ for some reason.
I suggest everyone watch that interview with Kanye West and Charlamagne the God. Did you watch the whole thing?
I listened to it. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I did. I mean, like...
Try to look at it from an open standpoint.
I got a lot of, like, content, more than I needed it on that Kanye thing, because, like, that's the talk of every hip-hop podcast
right.
This week.
Is it?
Yeah, so, and...
So you probably know more about it than I do.
Well, yeah, they just broke it down a little bit more, and, like, I guess,
can we talk about one of the things he said?
Which one?
The slavery is a choice.
Yeah, he said that on TMZ after he said a lot of things on TMZ. Did you hear him say, like, he got lipo?
Yeah, and that broke my heart. He was really? Like, I got lipo because I didn't want y'all to call me fat. That broke my heart, man.
But
like
isn't
boy.
It weird how his energy changed in what room he was in?
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily I'm saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, you know, they made a point of, like, one of the podcasts made a point to say, like, TMZ would probably be the worst place for him and his anxiety because there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's a bad choice.
And that's why his energy was way different than when he was sitting down with Charlamagne.
Yeah.
And he had those long, before he answered those questions, he
had how intimidating that is.
Listening to it, you hear, like, the pause, and I'm like, is my phone fucking up? Because, like, Kanye would take a second to answer a question. Yeah,
actually think about it. Good call. So in the interview, Kanye West was very poised. In the TMZ office, okay, so...
Rant Kanye.
It was Rant Kanye, and like he was, as I was just saying, for those of you who haven't seen, he was doing an interview with multiple people, so it was like two or three people that were interviewing him one-on-one, but in the background of this interview, there was all these people in their little cubicles doing TMZ work, you know, digging through fucking pictures of his family, yeah. Probably, as they speak. And he addresses the entire room because he thinks...
Because he needs everyone. Yeah, exactly. And he just went on full rant mode. And then he...
And I don't think it was a bad rant. Everyone's like, shit, no. Okay, so do you... So one of the things that he said that... Because I saw, like... He said a lot in that rant. And somebody else, another black man responded to him. And they had a back and forth. And it was an interesting exchange. And a lot of people were shitting on him. And a lot of people were praising him. But one of the headlines I saw was... Kanye.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't you.
Kanye. Remember Kanye West Pasadena? I hope not.
But yeah, he said slavery is a choice. And that was the headline he kept getting. That slavery is a choice and somebody schooled him in history. I'm asking you out of curiosity, do you think slavery is a choice?
No.
I do. How was it not?
How was slavery not a choice?
Yes.
What do you mean? They got fucking captured and were in chains and shackles.
Yeah.
It was not a choice. They were taken against their will.
I know they were taken against their will, right?
Yeah.
So they go, all right, now I want you to tend the field. Yeah, I'm going to tell them to suck my dick.
And there's people that did. But it wasn't a choice.
That
it was
a choice.
It was a livelihood. They wanted to live. They didn't want to die.
So they had that choice and they chose to live.
Nah, it's not as simple as that.
I'm not saying it was simple.
But it's not, I'm saying it's not a choice, though. It wasn't a choice.
I disagree, yeah.
They were forced to do it.
We'll agree to disagree.
To live.
If someone comes in here and forces me to do anything, I can say, no, kill me.
I understand what you're saying, but it wasn't that simple.
I didn't say it was simple. I said it was a choice.
Okay. I disagree.
So you don't think that's a choice?
No, and I think that's dangerous to say. I think that's a dangerous way to go about it.
How?
Just because, I mean...
And who does it put in danger? Who does it put in danger?
Just to reiterate that type of reasoning and thinking. Like, oh, it was a choice. Kind of I think that... No, because
so that way, next time someone tries to get enslaved, they don't.
Nah, I don't think so. It don't work like that.
That's cool. I'm glad that we disagree. You know?
Nah, I just think that.
I'm glad though. It helps me understand your point of view.
Yeah.
Can you go on with it? Like, explain more?
I just don't like that way of thinking. You're making it sound like everyone that was a slave was just a weak-minded person. But there was always people that revolted. Nat Turner, Harry Tubman. There was always those people.
So they picked a different choice that they had.
Yeah, but they tried to help their people, but I mean, they didn't start off with that choice. I mean, there's always going to be outliers, but
the
act of slavery was not a choice. To stay enslaved, I guess you can say it was a choice, but they're trying to live. It was their form of livelihood.
Yeah, I'm not saying
not everyone's trying to die. Not everyone's trying to die. It's suicide. Do you want to live or do you want
to
die?
Yeah, it's a choice to me.
To you.
That's a choice.
But I think that saying that is a choice is putting it in lighthearted, making it sound like those people that were making that choice to be enslaved were weak.
I didn't say that.
I know, but that's what it's making it sound like. Okay, and that's what people can run with. If that's what you're saying and that's what you're spreading,
yeah.
And that's the narrative they can run with.
Cool.
Now, I understand what Kanye was trying to say. He was trying to say, like you're saying, we've been enslaved for 4,000 years. I don't want it to happen another 4,000 years. But it's not about what you're trying to say. It's about what you say, especially when you're on that platform. That's why I appreciate when he was with Charlamagne, he would think out what he was about.
I was happy.
But when he's just saying it, and when he's just spewing it out of his mouth quickly, someone made another good point is Kanye, he's living it, he's living, he, like, when you say things like that, like, it's, you're saying it without like a sensitivity, like you're saying it and you're not really thinking of the consequences of your actions. You're not really thinking of like the revolt you're going to get from people. And sometimes that's needed and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you really do got to think about what you say in order to make it digestible, because you will offend people when you just spew at the mouth and just mouth vomit.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that people get offended if I stand by what I say. And I stand by what he said. I'm so glad. The reason I'm so glad he said,
I think there just should be tact in what you say. I don't think that you should go overtly to offend people.
I agree.
And if,
but sometimes if you continue to offend people.
No.
I disagree.
Sometimes. But if you continue to, if you offend somebody and they tell you why and they tell you how, listen, this is not a good way to do about it, and you keep doing it, then you're not trying to even make your point digestible.
He seemed pretty receptive, though. Huh? He seems pretty receptive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And he changed his thoughts. And he, after that, he
said,
does
he change his thoughts? I think he still thinks slavery is a choice.
No. After he went on Twitter and apologized and said, listen, I'm not saying that the chains and shackles were the choice. I know my people were taken against their will.
Yeah.
That's not a choice.
Well,
the act of slavery was not a choice. They were taken against their will. Being taken against your will. Now, like I said,
the actual slavery, the work, whatever work they wanted me to do, I would have a choice in not doing it.
And there's people that revolted. There's always been people that revolted. But the people that didn't, when you're making it sound like it was a choice and a matter of yes or no, that's what I think of it. Choice is a matter of yes or no. Mentally, yeah, you could. It's, but not everyone's trying to commit suicide.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, I just think that those choice of those words,
it's not itself a good choice. It's not like you have a bunch of great options.
You can't just say yes or no. I just can't say yes or no. I just think that's offensive. It's,
okay.
It just goes down the line.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm super glad he said it, because we had this great talk over here at my house the other day. Like a 2.5-hour conversation on whether a slave was a choice or not, you know?
How many black people are in the room?
One.
That's good that you had like that guy. You know what I mean?
I agree. He was the first person we asked.
You know,
we were talking about it. It was all out loud. He was pretty quiet. And we're like, hey, what do you think? And we talked about it. And everyone had a different opinion, but everyone respected each other's opinion. And it got even better when we disagreed, because then you could explain. You know, it wasn't hostile. It wasn't aggressive. We're not attacking each other. We're trying to understand.
Yeah.
And then when you have a conversation, when you ask questions to really try to understand and not attack and belittle, you can have a really dope conversation. But yeah, I can see how it could be offensive and brass sounding. Absolutely. I see that.
Yeah, I think that conversation you have to have tact in it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a thin line of, you know, it's still to this day. You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things that it could go south real quick.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know your audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and him saying that, it kind of just, to a lot of people, belittled the movement. But the same way, if you're saying it's a choice and I can continue to address you and say, like, hey, that's not a good thing to say. I think they should have did that with Kanye, but no, they're like, they're sending Crip members at him and getting online and calling him this and that.
Yeah, what was the beef
Kanye
with the Crips?
West.
What
it's
was
like,
the beef with
why
the Crips?
If that, if
the beef with the Crips, what was that about?
Daz Dillinger just said, it's a fucking green light of the Crips to attack Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, he wore the MAGA hat, he supports Trump. Every Crip
is hard.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what? What are you doing? Like, and that's where somebody was saying, when you disagree like that, you attack the opinion, not the person, the idea, not the person
you
itself.
Attack the ideal,
so I think it's corny that everyone's like, especially people that seem to stand,
I like that saying
next,
a lot.
Stand
attack
next
the ideal,
to Kanye,
not like the person.
People that stand next to Kanye, that's where you see the industry's fake. Because if my friend said some stupid shit, I would make fun of them for saying some stupid shit, but I wouldn't go about it how a lot of people are going about it.
No,
just
man,
calling him a bitch and calling him out of his name and
right,
saying
all for
random, like saying he like
for
get him
opinion
the fuck out of here. It's not even his opinion. He might have went up there acting like no one's ever made a mistake or no one's ever misspoke.
Or even
and
if it
he's
is
willing
his
to
opinion
listen. And after he said that and realized how offensive it is and stuff like that, he sat there and listened to what Van had to say.
Yeah,
and
they
had a discourse.
Van wasn't as receptive.
Yeah, they had a
in my opinion.
They had a healthy discourse, and I think that's how you go about it. You don't just write him off, like especially if he's donating all this money to Chicago and doing all this shit for the community.
And his intention is pure.
Right.
He's talking about this shit right, for a reason.
Right. He's not coming. He's not.
Like, he's not bringing back slavery. He's not. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You're saying if anybody ever tries to bring back that shit, you have a choice. And I think that's a beautiful message.
Right.
The opposite of dangerous.
Him and Van.
Suck my dick. That's what I would tell him.
No. Him and Van have the same have the same end goal.
Yeah.
It's just getting
they're fighting.
Just
the getting
there. Yeah.
It's
just so getting bizarre. There. It is. His idea, but I get what he was trying to say. Like, listen, that should happen to us, you know.
Let's not ever let it happen again.
Never let it happen again. But but when he's applying it to like fashion and shit like that, like rich nigga problems, we're not trying to hear that shit either.
Okay, I get that.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, you can be rich and still have fucking racism, obviously.
Huh?
You can still be rich and deal with racism, obviously.
Right.
But it ain't the same.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to make it relatable sometimes,
right.
You know, so when you're like bringing up all these fucking designers and shit that no one really gives a fuck about, and you're comparing, a lot of people have a problem with Kanye, and they say he's trying to get acceptance. He's been trying to get acceptance from white people his whole career.
He was, and now I think he's not finally.
And
that's how
every time he talks about people that he wants to be compared to, he's always... He always brings up the white guys, the big
probably
white guys.
Because the big white designers are the only ones who got the credit.
But he doesn't bring up just designers. He brings up like Ford and fucking
Tesla and the huge innovators.
Walt Disney. I know, but I'm saying that's what people are saying. Like you always just bring up the
big white guys. I don't think always. I feel like I hear him talk about black people a lot. You know, like black stars and shit.
Not as recent.
Maybe he's always maybe talking. Not. I don't know. I don't watch him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for a while he's more.
I think it's a great.
He talks about designers and shit from overseas that he knows we don't know, but it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He forgets that.
But I'm all about attacking the idea, not the person. Sometimes, but it's a nuance in that too, because sometimes there's got to be both. Like I said,
sometimes you got to smack them.
Sometimes some people
attack
get smacked,
the ideal and the person. And
if you're attacking that, if you're it's been attacking the idea with this person telling them they're wrong for fucking all your life, then eventually it's the person that needs to be attacked.
And there's
the person that
thing.
Shit that you gotta write off. And when I say attack, I don't mean punch in the face, but sometimes you just gotta say fuck that guy.
Yeah, and like you said, like we had said before about Kanye, people calling him out of his name and all he did was say some ideals. He didn't call anybody else the names, and now you're gonna call him a bitch and a faggot and a coon and Uncle Tom and all.
Like
you
I said,
can't do that.
The end game is
you're attacking the person.
Right. And if he's getting off course to get to, if he's taking the wrong way to get to the end of the road that
help
you're
him.
Trying to reach, yeah, sway him back in the right
talk
way.
Talk him kindly.
Just don't give him a flat.
Because then he's never going to be receptive, you know? Yeah. How you going to change somebody's mind out of like hatred or malice or anything bad?
Yeah, shit's crazy. Did you hear about what the Starbucks kids did?
What are the Starbucks kids?
You know what I'm talking about? The kids that got kicked out of Starbucks.
Black guys?
So, yeah. Did you hear about what happened with them?
No.
They settled with Starbucks. They took a dollar each as long as Starbucks gave $200,000 to a youth entrepreneur program.
Cool.
That's fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, for them to be that forward thinking.
That's real dope. Like, the dopest ever.
I also want to say that they're a lot better than me.
They are
a lot better than me because I would have got paid. They would have had to cash me out. They would have had to give me $200,000 and maybe give a dollar to young entrepreneurs.
Right.
Yeah, but that shit, I think...
I need to do something to get money. I'm about to start a GoFundMe. You know what I was thinking? I was going to do a GoFundMe for an ayahuasca trip to go do ayahuasca. Because I know that people would pay for that. Because people want to know that experience but don't want to do it.
Right.
I'll do an ayahuasca trip. Ayahuasca is a brew that you drink and it makes you have the strongest hallucinogenic trip ever. Jeez, for like 8 hours.
When I
got to go to the Peruvian jungle for it. If you guys want to pay me a dollar each, I'll do it.
When I walked into Total Nutrition yesterday, the guy was behind the counter. I don't know if he's talking to his girlfriend or coworker or whatever. But he was telling her about DMT.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, he was talking about DMT and how life-changing shit it is. And I mean, I don't think he's ever taken it, but he was saying how it changes people's lives and shit.
It does. DMT is an incredible dimethyltryptamine, for those who don't know.
And I was saying, yeah, I got a similar friend that had an awakening, and he hangs out on his roof and shit all the time.
Dude, I'd like to meet him.
So... Yeah.
Did you really speak up and talk to him?
Yep, cool. I did. Well, I had to talk to him to get myself.
No, I know, but I mean...
But I chimed in.
Cool.
I chimed in.
And that's a cool thing to be able to chime in. Because a lot of people don't know what the fuck DMT is.
Right. Because his wife was looking at wife. I keep saying they could just be coworkers. I don't know why I assume that they're.
I get it,
but anyway,
it's what you learned all your life.
They were just looking, like she was looking at him while he was trying to talk to him. She was like, "What? Why? No." And he was because I mean, when you the perception of drugs is like when you're taking drugs.
You know? Reagan fucked drugs up.
Yeah,
everybody.
The perception of drugs is like, dude, all it does is hinder you. You know
listen
what I mean?
To this. This is real quick. I was at the job site. Like, I was at doing the job the other day with this guy. And he was an older drywall guy, a white guy. And he was talking about marijuana and how he didn't smoke it and he didn't believe in it and he thinks it's horrible, yada, yada, yada. And this motherfucker, dead serious, like stopped his work, like took his mask, drywall mask, all those things. He's like, you know, I'll never forget this. He said, when I was younger, they were giving out little pamphlets about Bonnie and Clyde. You know that couple who ran around and killed all the people? I'm like, yeah. He's like, on the back of that, it talked about the dangers of marijuana smoke. And I'm like, okay.
What's the correlation?
Okay. And he goes, I guarantee, this is verbatim. I guarantee you they wouldn't have been out killing people if they weren't lifelong pot smokers. He really said that when believed it in his whole heart. And I literally said to him, I go, man, Reagan fucked you all up. The war on drugs has ruined you.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that bizarre? I'm not saying that everyone should smoke pot. I'm not, you know, but Jesus
you know
Christ.
What, you know what? The propaganda that started it, right?
What's the black people thing?
Black people and Mexicans.
It? Because they wanted, yeah, what is it, the hemp? Yeah. The hemp?
Yeah, the hemp.
They
so, could,
hemp was going to replace paper with hemp.
Yeah, so the guy with the paper industry started propaganda and
started using his paper called, that he was already printing to print up bullshit stories
right,
about.
And started calling cannabis, that's where the marijuana term came from. Him. It was, they called it the crazy drug that. Black people, and Mexican people smoke to rape white women.
Yeah.
So that's where like,
I didn't get some of that weed.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, maybe you sit this one out.
I sit that one out. But yeah, they called it the crazy drug.
I've smoked weed like a lot of times, and I've only raped like 3 people. So like, it's not like it's every time you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this weekend. One of my friends ate it. Ate an edible and was stuck.
A marijuana edible?
Yeah, they were so stuck and they kept looking at me, asking me how long it lasts. I've done it before. I was like, at least 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, you were probably fucking with that poor soul.
Oh, yeah. At least 24 hours. You'll be fine after that. Then. Yeah, jaw just dropped.
And that's the best part, like seeing someone go through an experience with a plant medicine.
Anything.
Anything that you've already been through and already know is going to be okay. You know, you're not. It's so much better. Right. You're not nearly as concerned. It's almost like you're the shaman.
That's why
you're like a shaman.
That's why I don't want to take like anything like acid or anything like that.
Why?
Because it feels like it's never over. I heard.
I mean, it feels like that, but
like
you
somebody
know,
told me a story.
You're strong enough to know.
Someone told me a story that
they're weak. Whoever you told this story.
Okay, probably, but it scared me enough because now I'm weak.
Good.
So they had an acid trip and they're having a good ass time, and they. Wanted it to be over, so they went. They thought, "All right, I'll sleep it off." So they like went to sleep and woke up.
Good luck.
And walked and like they thought everything was fine. Walked in the kitchen, it was just a lion in there.
See,
it's like I'm not trying to fuck with that.
See, I've done a lot of acid. I've never seen a lion, and if I did, it was like a lion made out of love.
Everybody,
I was going to ride on into the sunset.
Everyone's brain's different.
Very true, but you would think that's mine being the way mine is, there'd be like dead toddlers all over my kitchen, but there's not. So, like, I think we're safe. If my crazy-ass brain can keep from having some shit go down, I think y'all are good. But I'm not advocating the use of drugs. I would never actually take them. This is all hypothetically speaking, and this is all for satire.
Right.
If the feds is watching.
Nah, I'm not trying to see no lines or nothing like that. And you just say, I'm not trying to run around Pasadena naked. Being black and is problematic already. Like, I walk in a grocery store, I'm the only black person there. Imagine if that...
If you're naked,
one of the only interactions you have with black people, and it's just me naked, running in the poultry aisle.
Because then you would ruin your stereotype.
I would enforce it like, well, would I ruin it?
Because you had a small dick. That's stereotype.
Oh, yeah. Very underwhelming. It's hard to live up to.
Underwhelming. Being a black guy, stuff, you got big shoes to fill. You got big boxers to
literally,
fill.
Literally, like, I have big shoes.
You got to have big shoes,
gotta
big boxers.
Got to be good basketball.
Got to be able to freestyle. Got to be able to dunk.
Yep. Got to know every new music that's coming out every Friday.
Especially for any hip-hop. You got to know.
I'm the fucking questionnaire when it comes to Ebonics. What's this word mean? Sometimes I don't know. Get nervous. I do my cool.
They're going to take my black card.
Yep. Sometimes I just make it up. And you guys never know.
Yeah.
Now you're probably thinking, like, how many words is Najee just made up?
I knew Bougie wasn't a hot sauce. She's lying to us, Najee.
Did you hear what's going on with the Boy and Girl Scouts?
Go and tell me. I heard something. I seen some shit.
Yeah, a lot of people are up in arms.
What does that mean, up in arms?
I don't know. I just said it. I don't even know what it means.
No, I know we all use shit we don't know. But, more than one way to skin a cat. Like, why do you know so many ways?
The proof is in the pudding.
Don't put the proof on the table. Now it's got pudding all over the proof. We can't even read the fucking proof, guys.
But apparently the Boy Scouts are X'ing their name and just being the Scouts.
Okay.
And people are upset about it.
That they're not going to be called Boy Scouts? Is anything changing about the actual Boy Scouts?
Just the name? They're just adding, they're just allowing that the girls are now allowed.
So there will be no Girl Scouts and no Boy Scouts. There will just be one group called the Scouts.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Huh?
The Boy Scouts are getting rid of the Boy Scouts.
And the girls are standing strong?
The Girl Scouts are going to say the Girl Scouts.
So the Boy Scouts are like, we're cool with gender fluidity.
Right.
And the Girl Scouts are like, fuck that, girl power, back the fuck
and
up.
And where we are in society, everyone's just like, oh yeah, Boy Scouts, get out of here. It should just be Boy Scouts. And then we're like, well, the Girl Scouts, nah, they're not doing it. What? And my point is like, okay, I get what you're trying to say. You're like, well, there's probably some girls that would be interested in what the Boy Scouts do. And I agree. It's probably pretty similar. But why can't you have the Boy Scouts, multi-gendered, just the Scouts, and then the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some girls that don't want to do both.
And then also have the Boy Scouts. Right. Have a co-ed one and the boys and girls.
Just add another one. Stop eliminating options and forcing people into something.
Were you a Boy Scout?
Just add more. I was a Boy Scout. I'm pretty sure I was.
I think my sister was eating a brownie. A brownie was one of those girls, like the little Girl Scout girls' names. And they're called brownies.
I didn't get it when you told me earlier.
Yeah. Mm. Brownie. Like, what kind of brownie?
A Girl Scout's called a brownie.
Yeah.
A Girl Scout, aka a brownie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they're black Girl Scouts.
I'm sure not. A lot of people that listen to us.
I wish we probably wouldn't explain it.
Do that. The black Girl Scouts.
So you were.
A lot of times I listen back on the podcast and I'll pick up on something small you said that was funny that I didn't hear.
Yeah, I'm sneaking in. Same with you.
Yeah.
The other day you said, and I didn't even notice this, someone's like, hey, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Really appreciate that support. Blah, 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 woo, woo. He's like, if you ever let Najee get away with saying Malaysia instead of malaria again. I'm like, obviously I didn't even notice it, you know?
Nope. I didn't notice it.
Is there a difference?
No.
I mean, I've never been to malaria and I've never got Malaysia, but if I were to do either, I think I'd figure it out.
My buddy Josh Green texted me and said that he listens to it.
Shout out to the support. Anyone who listens, we appreciate it.
He's at work, you know, doing inventory and shit. And I told him, I said, a lot of stories I tell on the podcast, like, you were there for it. He's been there for a lot of shit I was telling on the podcast. Even the story where I was trying to help my friend out and took random drugs on a weekday. So, shout out to Josh Green. I do random shout outs every episode.
No, I just love putting people's full names out in the world.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You know how Josh Greens there are?
Once we become super rich and famous in like a week, and this podcast is published all around the nation and the world, people in China are going to be knowing everybody's name.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's fine with me. But listen.
I'm listening.
Speaking of.
Of China?
We're hot out here.
Huh?
Have you seen, like, our views?
Uh-uh. It got good? It got better?
I just love that, seeing that people, like, backtrack. Like, it's cool to see, like, someone clicked on our new podcast, but then to see, like, the other ones.
It was enough of them. It was good enough to make them listen, at least. It was enough, whatever they heard the first time, to want to go back and go, how was this one?
Well, someone said, someone messaged me and said,
but I haven't been looking.
They screenshotted and said, yeah, because the numbers really don't matter. I look at the numbers just to see where we are. Somebody has to.
It's a good way to track. Yeah.
But I kind of like not not looking at it. I try not to get too involved in them.
Yeah, don't let them affect you so much. You we're going to sit down here and talk either way.
Right, right.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, whatever y'all do, y'all do. We're going to be doing this every time. If you want to listen, we're going to be here.
Right, exactly. So I try not to affect them, but just to know where you are, just so I know, like, all right, maybe important. I need to do something else to get this.
Yeah, we like to see what people like the most.
The content is good, and I know the content is good. It's just getting people to... It's just getting people to listen to one episode. Give it a 10 minutes.
And honestly, guys...
Because you're going to get sucked in. And you're going to binge.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's how confident I am. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And honestly, and we really appreciate honest feedback.
Right.
I mean that. Like,
well, someone messaged me and said...
Anything y'all have to say, if you say, this is my favorite episode, we'd like to hear that. And why? If this is your least favorite, tell us and why. You know, I really appreciate that. If I have way too much energy and I'm bursting at my seams and screaming into the phone and you can't understand me, tell me that. I think Nazi just tried to shoot me.
Yeah, so, your phone does shit a lot better than mine.
Thanks, buddy. You know? Android gang for life.
That's one thing I can say, that every time I record, I get a phone call, this shit cuts off.
I'm getting a phone call right now. I record this on my phone, and then my phone's just like,
and your friend's
all right,
like, hey, bro, if you want to do this, you want to keep doing what you're doing?
I just put it on silent.
That's cool. Damn, my phone just fucking fucks the whole thing up. Pauses and does all that extra shit. I'm now mad. But what I'm saying is someone messaged me and was like, yeah, you like, I listened because I heard all the hype around it, and I'm going to say you guys live up to the hype.
To hype.
So that was like tight to hear. Like, you went into it with an expectation and we filled that expectation.
Fire.
Oh, Mike. So, I fuck with that.
I don't know what I'm doing. You can come over whenever. Yeah, I fuck with that too. And people who listen, let us know. Let us know what you feel.
Yeah, we need that. We need that feedback. But I already know we them boys.
We are those boys, unlike the scouts.
Unlike the fucking scouts. And I was just saying that you can't have it's going on with a lot, but you can't have like an inclusiveness and make it sound exclusive. You know what I mean? You can't have like, oh yeah, we the girls and boys group is eliminated because we think girls should be allowed, but we're still gonna have the girls group. You can't say it's for equality.
This is straight hypocritical.
Yeah, it's just you see that hypocrisy.
But at that point, at the same time, I'm like, I don't care.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Someone's gonna say, "See, you don't have kids."
Well, the thing that they're trying to say is like, oh well, girls. They're trying to say that gender is a social construct. You know, that whole thing that they do?
Yeah.
Where they're saying, like, the only reason guys don't like pink at a young age is because we tell them at a young age that guys don't like pink. And it's always a fight between science and maybe memes throughout culture. And when I say memes, I don't mean, like what you see online right now. I mean, like, memes in the sense of, like, things that...
Ideas
that are adopted
ideas
and carried
that
on.
That get pushed in.
On a big scale, like... that color is blue, so we're calling it blue our life. If someone at a young age told you that it was green, that's just the color you think it is. That's why a lot of people say colors are so
subjective. Did you ever hear that?
Or your name.
Anything.
On like a small scale, your name is Justin, but if you moved to a different state and told everyone your name was Tim, you'd just be Tim.
Yeah, all your name is a noise that people make with their face that gets your attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all a name is.
Right.
But have you ever heard of the... which is a weird way to think about it. Like, it's just a noise I like hearing. But, what was I even talking about? Oh, the chimpanzees. You know that, like, baby chimpanzees or, like, male young chimpanzees will go after the toy car more often than the female chimpanzee, and they'll go after the baby doll?
Yeah.
That can't it's be just, a social construct.
Right.
You know?
A lot of the shit is
they're more industrious, men are, on average, according to polls and studies and shit. I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, we don't... I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but there's just...
I will.
It's just certain...
I'm not, but I'll say it.
There's just certain things that guys do... Men do, like... The way that they think and move that I think is more of a scientific that dates back to us being hunters.
Like
and,
pissing in the shower.
I mean,
we've been doing that for forever. Like, girls do that too, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
But girls don't talk about it as much.
That's the thing. Girls won't talk about it, but all... They say there's two kinds of people in this world. People who pee in the shower and goddamn motherfucking liars.
What do you think girls... Other things girls do?
Shit in the shower.
Ew.
Yeah. What? They're savage.
I don't think men do that either.
I mean, I don't. But I'm not every man.
I'm pretty sure it's not normal to shit in the shower.
I didn't say it was normal, Najee.
I was just trying to get out. We need a female on the podcast that will tell us the secrets of a female life that that we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I just found out about Summer's Eve like 2 summers ago.
Was that the pussy spray?
Yeah, the pussy spray.
Nah, what is it?
It's pussy spray. Okay, it's like pussy perfume.
Yeah.
it's like pussy axe,
right?
You know, because it's not gonna keep it clean 24 hours, but like if you're in a
it's
situation,
it's a band-aid, not a fix.
I mean, they should. It's exactly. And now that I know about it,
that really dope commercials.
I think that big bars like Fed Hill and Canton, they should have a Summer's Eve like setup.
On deck.
At 2 a.m.
Right, like a dispenser. Next to an upside down blow dryer.
Or even in the girl's bathroom. Yeah, hide it. You can put it in a girl's bathroom. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like last call, you go in, you know, you're about to leave with this one night stand, you just spray yourself up real nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, because, I mean, after dancing all night, this shit's probably woof.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard to be.
Especially if you're wearing leggings. All that shit's staying up in there.
Ew.
And then at the end of the night, some guys like that must, though.
Some guys like that must.
Some guys like that little musty must.
And, like, it's not a don't, guys or girls or anybody going down on anybody, do not be offended to say, like, nah. It's okay to say no.
Is it?
Yeah, bro. Listen, if you go down there and some shit ain't right, you gotta just.
So who though? Like, okay, like define like who you're talking to.
I don't
to.
Give a fuck.
The audience doesn't matter?
Not if I'm about to put my mouth on their pussy, though. They go hear my true thoughts. Well,
yeah, but you don't necessarily have to say no. You can say, I don't do that or something. Like
okay,
that.
Well, that's
I
fine.
I say
it's
overtly just being like, nah, your shit stinks. I feel like that's a mood killer.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But you know what else is a mood killer? A stinky pussy. So it's like, yeah, okay, the bitch killed, right? Same thing. And I'd rather a girl that's about to go down on me be like, man, you gotta go get in the shower. I'd be like, all right, come get in. Let's go get in the shower. You're right. I probably should have checked myself. That's another thing. Be courteous. If you know you've been in brass rail until last call, up on that little 6-inch stage, and you've been getting into all the songs, wearing leggings.
But you're drinking. You don't think rationally when you're drinking.
Yeah, maybe you should stop drinking so fucking much.
And it, which makes me bring on my hot take of the week.
Oh, I'm excited.
My hot take of the week.
Good segue.
Is that alcohol is given to us by the government, and it's a serum that turns us back into babies. Think about it.
The more alcohol, you said think about it like I wasn't.
The more alcohol, I've got to talk to
her. Well, now that I'm thinking about it.
I've got to talk to her. The more alcohol you drink, the more like a baby you are. First, you start slurring your words, you forget how to speak. All right? That's the first step. Maybe not the first step. The steps are, you can put them in whatever order you want.
Okay.
Then, you start losing your balance, you forget how to walk.
Okay.
Similar to a toddler, right?
Similar.
Goo goo gaga. Then, you just want to lay down, you just need a nap. Grown-ups don't take naps like that. You just need a nap. Sometimes, you'll drool before the nap.
Okay, here's my question. My first question immediately, with any conspiracy theory or ideal, is why?
Why what?
Why does the government want to make us toddlers that are 8 times the weight of a normal toddler that will fuck some shit up?
Let me finish.
Okay.
It's population control. So, what happens is, you start making, it's not only population control, but it's about money too. Because they're big babies.
Wait a minute. The government would never do something for money, Najee. Stop lying to the people.
Where was that? Drooling?
Who knows? You sound dumb now because you said it was for money.
Drooling? All right. That's how you get that. And then your decision making. I mean, that's probably one of the first things that happened. But decision making is off. You know what I mean? You know how they say common sense isn't so common until you learn?
There's no such thing as common sense anymore.
You don't know the stove is hot. You don't know a hot stove can burn you until you're burned by a hot stove. You forget about all that shit. That's why you motherfuckers be lighting yourself on fire and jumping out of fucking 4-story windows in the bushes and shit. And then you get behind the wheel of a car and then boom, DUI, take all your money. Mm. But slowly, you start turning, your brain's going into infant mode. And you start hitting people for no reason. You're throwing temper tantrums that you shouldn't be throwing temper tantrums.
I mean, yeah, I definitely get crying. The baby correlation.
You start crying and shit. Listen, you turn into a fucking baby to the point where you're an unborn baby. If you drink enough alcohol,
you climb into a girl's pussy.
You climb into a girl's pussy.
You do a reverse.
boom, you have to, like, you feel like that's the end goal. And if you don't get to that end goal.
That's not where you're going with that, was it?
It is now.
It is now.
It's the beauty of it.
I'm glad we got to collaborate on that.
Listen, and then if you keep going, listen, your brain literally starts to die. And that's from the alcohol poisoning. And then you have to be born again. So then when you're alcohol poisoned, you come back. You're like slowly coming back, and it's only getting all those functions as a grown man again. That's where the hangover is. You know what I mean? That's what a hangover is. But sometimes you don't get the hangover. Sometimes the alcohol poison kills you. You know why? You went too far back into being a baby to the point where you weren't even conceived.
But then you get to live on.
Nah, you another life as another baby. Oh my god! Yo! Yo, it's a cycle.
So DUIs, since you brought up DUIs, okay, how do you feel about this? Here's a hot take, because I want to give you one of mine, because I like that one. So, me and you, and we are at the same party, right? We drink the exact same amount of booze. We leave that party, you hop in your car, I'll hop in my car. You leave to go home, I leave to go home. We both live exactly 5 minutes away. You go left, I go right. 3 minutes in, for each of us, we both fall asleep at the wheel. We both get in a car accident. Because we were drunk, fell asleep.
Right.
Car I hit had a 3-year-old in it. Died. Car you hit was empty. I'm going to go to prison for much, much longer than you. I think that's bullshit. And I know that's a hot take. And people are going to go, but there's someone dead. Right. We did the exact same crime. We did the exact same crime. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that I should get off just because you got off. Maybe you should get on because I got on.
Right.
Whatever it is, the penalty should be the same. We did the same thing. And then you can have to...
Unfortunately, variables matter.
Yeah, but variables of outcome don't. Consequence. That's what...
Yes, it does.
To me, it doesn't. Not
to
for
you,
the crime.
To you, it doesn't.
Not for the punishment, no.
So, this, you should be... If I punch... A woman in the face and I punch a man in the face, no matter what, it should be the same.
It's not the same victim, but you punch someone in the face, yeah.
So it should be fine. I punch
it should
a
be
human.
The same charge, yes.
I punch a human, it should be the same charge. So yeah. It shouldn't be anything like domestic violence versus assault.
If you had an intimate relationship with the person, boy or girl, it would be domestic.
So if I punch a 13-year-old in the face and I punch a 19-year-old in the face, same charge.
No, one's child abuse, one you're hitting a child.
But you just killed a child.
Yeah, but you purposely hit that child.
But they're both humans. They're both male.
That's a stretch. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Variables matter.
No. Variables do matter, yes. In this situation, the people did the exact same thing.
You killed a human.
They did the exact same crime.
But one killed a human and one didn't.
I know.
That's a variable.
But they didn't need to. He didn't. To me, it doesn't.
I understand what you're saying.
But I understand what you're saying.
You know? Unfortunately, yeah, I get where you're coming from. And listen, I'm not saying that you're right or wrong.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
yeah, of course that's how I do this. I'm not even saying I agree with what I'm saying. I'm just saying right. It's good to think about.
Right.
It's a neat thing to think about. If I walk up and some guy, something, I don't know I should be a lawyer. We need a lawyer on here. But if I close
my... No,
if I close my eyes and pull a trigger once to a gun, and like almost like in fear... But I'm doing it to shoot at a person, and I shoot once and I run away, and that person hits the person in the head and they die. And you walk up to that motherfucker, a different motherfucker, no mask, no fear, right up to his face and hold the gun to his fucking lips, call him a pussy, and pull the trigger 18 times in his mouth, and he lives. I'll probably end up doing more time than you because my guy happened to die. And that's bullshit to me. Maybe not in that extreme example, but you know what I'm saying? I just think if people are doing the same exact crime, how can you punish them differently?
Like I said, unfortunately...
The outcome matters.
The outcome variables matter.
Well, variables, yes.
There's little variables. They matter. If a human life versus a non-human life. You know what I mean? Those come into play, and you got the compassion of the courtroom.
Yeah, and I guess...
Human compassion.
Because I feel like if somebody... Because I've had a DUI where I was involved in an
accident.
That's
why the judicial system is so fucked up at some points, and some points it's not. It's weird. It's like sometimes compassion plays an issue. That's why OJ went away for so long for what he did. Because when he just got sentenced for stealing back his memorabilia and that robbery, that shit was about when he murdered
fucking, right.
You know what I mean? But yeah. At the same time, when you see people like Casey Anthony get off because it's not about what you did, it's about what you could prove was done. It's like, as a judge, I couldn't just sit there and, like, in my heart of hearts know that she did it, but the facts don't add up to, for me, legally, to put throw her in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just feel like if I had a kid, and I'm not a parent, but I've had a DUI where I wrecked, and I didn't kill anybody, luckily, but if somebody was in that car and I killed somebody,
your life would be way different.
My life would be way different, and obviously everyone else's would be too, and I would have taken a life. Now, having said that, if I was the father of that kid, and I went to court for my sentencing, I would tell the judge, I don't want you to throw this man in prison.
Right.
There's he didn't mean to do that.
There's a lot of
I'm not happy with the fucking dumb, drunk, asshole, piece of shit thing he decided to do.
Right.
Because he knew the consequences of getting behind the wheel drunk, but I've done it. You know?
Right.
Be honest, father. Most fathers have. Most people have. If you drink, you probably drank and drove.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's the same guy who's got 7 DUIs in a month. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's killed 6 kids that month. Oh, it was a mistake. He didn't mean to kill anyone. Yeah, but come on.
Right.
So there is definitely a line. And then I guess you could say the consequence matters because just doing the same thing, yeah, that's a stretch, I guess. Because I'm thinking, like, if you ride down to the end of the street, you're doing the same thing as me if I ride down to the end of the street. But if I ride down to the end of the street and hit a kid on the fucking road, well, I guess we didn't do the same thing though.
Yeah, because you drove on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you hit, and I hit someone. You did it. We both hit a car in the first scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a hot take. Also, separate, non sequitur hot take, I don't think we should have handicap spaces.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why?
You know that? You know that about me?
You've said that. You've voiced that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I just don't remember why. I really don't. It's not just not for the sake of podcast.
Cool. I mean, either way, I just don't think that handicap spaces should be a thing.
Explain.
I mean, why would they?
Because they need to be up front because sometimes they don't have legs.
So then they're going to have to wait longer to get up front. Wait for a spot. Your life's not going to be as easy as mine. I have both my legs.
I think it's
hard out here.
I understand, but I feel like...
I'm not saying they're not allowed to park in the parking lot. Just wait your fucking turn.
I feel like we have legs, so we're more privileged than the person that was born without any.
Which is why I would park in the back.
Huh?
Which is why I would choose to park in the back, but don't force it on me.
I mean,
you get what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying you agree with it. You know,
I get what you're saying, but that's not how it works, or there wouldn't be handicap spots. If everyone thought like you, but everyone doesn't think like you, so that's why they had to put the handicap spots.
They had to have a rule for dickheads. I get that. Exactly. Like, we need, okay, it sounds like
it's great still, and it's still abuse to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many times have you, I mean, even me, I'm going to use a handicap bathroom stall because that bitch is spacious.
Yeah.
It's always filled with toilet paper.
And if you don't, you want to use it. Yeah, something's wrong.
And then you're always saying, what the odds?
The wheels rolling up underneath the door.
But when that happens, when that happens,
I'm pretending I'm full retard as I walk out. I'm going to rub some shit on myself. I'm going to make it like,
right.
This person's going to be mad until they
and
see
it. And then how many times has he seen that? The guy
watch that guy. He just got in the thing so he could use the handicap stall. He's not even handicapped, and then he feels like an asshole.
Motherfuckers would do anything to get over. You know what I watched today?
Tell me.
That pissed me off a little bit.
Straight.
I don't know. It was this guy. He was in grocery store line, and he was buying stuff with his WIC card. And the woman behind her was just giving him shit, cussing him out because she had to wait for him to like. Use his card and like she was just cursing him out. And
what an angry person that must be.
Miserable.
Miserable.
And he just turned around. He's like, I'm doing all I can for my family. He's like, I work 56 hours a week.
Who cares if he works none? It's none of her fucking business.
But she was like, I just think it's bullshit that I have to wait in this line and wait for you and I'm paying for your groceries basically.
Okay, so go write a letter to somebody.
What
you want me to do about it, you dumb cunt?
That's what he literally said. He wasn't attacked at all. He's like, listen, I don't know what your problem is. He's like, but you're complaining. He walks up to her. He like stands over and looks around. Look how many people care. No one gives a fuck. He was like kind of cursing around, and the people in the comments like he could have just told her have a blessed day.
He could have,
but he also could have just told her to fuck off like he did.
Yeah, I mean it's up to him.
He started to explain himself, and then he realized he's like, you could just see him like he was explaining himself. And he was like, why am I explaining myself to you? And she was just like, yeah, maybe you should. And she was like, man, maybe you should go vote for Bernie and Hillary, because I know that's who you are. He's like, you don't fucking know me. It's like, why are we having this discourse in the line?
Because
you
of
have to wait an extra 5 minutes.
Because of the bipartisan ways and the fact that everything's squatted up. You're either left or right or blue or red.
Tribalism.
Or cunty or cunty.
Tribalism. Pick a side.
You're all cunts, guys. Newsflash, you're all stupid cunts.
But like you said, how miserable is that person's life?
They gotta be miserable, man. Anytime I see someone who's like real, real mean all the time at work, I just think, man, they must get home and just kick their dog, kick their wife. Like, they just, I don't know, because I feel like if I'm truly happy, man, nothing at work's bothering me.
I always say that
shit. That bitch. So, I don't know.
But seriously, like when you see people like that, always complaining or always act like the world's out to get them, like, yeah. Stay the fuck away from stay the fuck away from me. I don't want to be around that kind of person.
Well, you have to protect your energy, man. That's a really real thing. You only have 24 hours in the day. Decide on how you're going to spend them wisely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I only have 24 hours in the day and I spend a half hour wasting it on some cunt at the grocery store because she's mad about my car, there's a half hour of happiness I just stole from my fucking self.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I agree with every single thing that came out of Kanye's mouth. I'm not saying I agree with any of it. I'm just talking about that one blurb. Is slavery a choice? I believe at its base level, yes. And that's all I'm agreeing to.
I disagree.
Dope. So, that is us disagreeing in this week's episode of... What are we going to call this? Who cares? We'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
All right, you want to say anything else or you want to get off here? What are you doing today, this weekend? Oh, I'm going on my hike tomorrow.
Hike tomorrow.
Fire.
This weekend.
Guys, if I don't die, I can't wait to come back and
say it. I'm going to drink some tequila. Actually, I want to record today because... I just want to have my afternoon free.
Good.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
You know, I just want to have it free. It's not...
Speaking of DUIs, I got a DUI. One of my second DUI I got on Cinco de Mayo.
We know why your opinion's so strong about
that. Yeah, they'll fuck you up. We got a... it was Cinco de Mayo, and we had a keg of Landshark that we were just tugging the parties with us.
Oh, my God.
Bringing it in.
I was talking to someone the other day about, like, what we used to drink when we were younger.
Yikes.
Like, cooking alcohol. Like, just grab the Ricola.
Anything.
It says do not consume. Just throw some purple drink and it will be fine.
You run a car.
We're 18, we'll live. Yeah, it's just fucking, we did this, some stupid shit. Like,
yeah, our poor body.
Jungle juice, Four Loko, beer,
Rickolov.
Vodka, Rickolov at that, any type
of
vodka.
Not just vodka.
Not just vodka, Rickolov. Just pour it all in a juice keg and we'll just dip our cups in it and we're fine. We germs don't matter and like alcohol poison and all that. And we wonder why we made some of the dumbest decisions of our life when we were, because we were babies. The serum
turned,
we made a martini baby serum and we drank it and the government loved it.
The fucking government
threw up everywhere like babies. I forgot to say throw up thing.
Oh yeah,
throw up like babies do.
Yeah. Weird. Piss the bed.
Piss the bed.
Some of our friends are infamous for pissing the bed.
Some of our beds are just babies. Sometimes they're, when they're not even drunk. But fuck, what's the word? I always listen back and always like know what I meant to say.
Yeah, I got you. I knew I was looking for that word. I didn't find it.
I knew I was looking for that word. I'm still, as I'm like spinning right now, I'm still trying to look for that word.
Fuck that word. Let it go.
Fuck that word. Thoughts?
Dude, I used to...
I'm gonna quit my job.
I used to like really try to hold on to thoughts that I had that would go away. Like really try to catch them. And it felt like... And I remember saying this. I'm like, my thoughts are like fleeting butterflies that are flown out of my ears and my mouth, dude. And I can't catch them. It's like... Najee, that was not the funniest thing I've said. And now they just finished it everywhere. But for real, I have all these thoughts and they come so rapidly.
That's always some shit that you would say.
I know.
I just spit my water out.
Listen.
Thoughts are like fleeting butterflies in a world of...
And they're like pouring out of my mouth and my fucking face holes like water, but they float up into the air like butterflies. And I can't grab them. And it's like, I used to really focus on that butterfly. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was such a pretty butterfly. I'd like to share it with everyone. And I can't grab it. So I'll be like, hold on. Or someone will be talking, but I'll be so busy trying to catch my butterfly that I'm not listening.
All right.
I'm just waiting to catch it.
All right,
Josh.
Get the fuck out
of here. All right, he's cutting me off.
Two Broke Boys, follow us on Instagram. Just Two Broke Boys, letter,
yeah,
number two.
Number two, Broke Boys Podcast.
Yeah, follow me at Swag Money Nash. I really need to change my Twitter name.
Yeah, or do we just need, I'm Justin _ time at 89 or something on Twitter, and then I'm like.
It's in a bio.
Yeah, it's in the bio. Check it out.
Everyone already follows us.
Tell your mom to follow. Yeah, and I was thinking, do we even need the podcast fucking Instagram?
Because yes.
I can't even. Why?
Because.
Everyone who follows it follows us.
Right, but we still need it.
Okay.
We need it.
All right,
we need it because everyone else has it.
I know.
We need it.
But for what?
I was thinking about we needed Twitter. Just because.
We're going to have guests real soon, guys. We're going to get a mic real soon.
Yeah, and tell a friend. That's why we need it, because if they want to tell a friend to follow the Broke Boys podcast, they don't have to. Tell them to follow Najee and Justin.
But our pages are so cool. Like, true. I don't think they'd even be mad. Like, true. We got dope shit. But
that can be an afterthought after you follow the podcast. If you're true. A fan of the podcast, okay. You're going to become fans of us after.
Yeah.
If you don't know us already.
Or at least fans of me.
Sure. Because I'm not that good of a person.
Well, not.
But that's for the next episode.
And then next week's episode, we find out why Najee is a piece of shit.
So, on that note, I gotta hit the ham horn one more time.
Sorry, guys, he's hitting the button.
You know what I mean?
We're looking on the board, we gotta keep. And my board, I mean his iPhone.
Peace!
Bye, I love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.